Right.
You know, I've actually been an admirer since I saw this young guy in a 1975 movie called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I watched your performance, and I said, you know, it's nice to see, like, when an actor arrives. And I think that was, like, your coming out party. I thought that was a great part. Any memories of that?
Oh, that was a long time ago, Cuckoo's Nest, a long time ago. First of all, I guess it was, I mean, I'd done one movie before that. I did WW and the Dixie Dance Kings, and I got edited out of it. And so in a way, and it was very quick, I was in one evening and I was out, and I just never got a real taste of what it was like to make a movie. So this was my first taste. And Nicholson, Jack Nicholson, was probably, if you're going to do a first movie, he's the guy to do it with. I guess that was my, and Nicholson was what impressed me about doing that, even more than in Milos for the shooting, because he'd directed and he'd edited, and he really knew how to work for the camera, and he was very supportive of everybody. I mean, his one goal was to make you laugh when it was your take. You know, he would sit there and just be ridiculous, do the stupidest stuff, and you would be fighting to keep from bursting into hysterics. And somehow that helped. I don't know why. If anybody else did, I'd kill him. But he just had the right kind of something. So it was a long shoot. It was staffed by inmates. There were a lot of people there on Thorazine. We went up into the maximum security places and spent an afternoon there a couple of times, which is very strange because nobody seemed crazy, and that bothered me a lot. I mean, you'd be talking to somebody, and it was such a normal conversation, and then they'd tell you, you know, that they were, you know, as soon as they got out, they were on their way to be Vice Prime Minister of Peru or something like that. Or there was some, you'd be talking to me, really didn't know what was going on, and they had killed several people, or stuff like that. So, they seemed completely normal. Something really frightening about that. And I just think that there's, you know, probably such a narrow line between myself and people who are seriously crazy that I just found that a little uncomfortable. I guess those are my impressions of working on the movie.
Any more questions? What attracts you the most as an actor to a big project like Lord of the Rings? Is it the other actors you work with, the screenplay, the director? What makes you choose roles?
You want the honest answer or the noble answer? It's a part, you know, and it has a paycheck. And I don't care what it is, if it's a movie, you know, and there's lights and there's a camera and other actors are showing up and there's a paycheck, I will do it unless it's something like I couldn't show up for. And there are very few of those, but they exist. Now, what made me excited about it, if that's what your would be the other part of that question. I was, first of all, I was a real, you know, as an actor you have a lot of hobbies because there's a lot of downtime. And I usually have something physically I like to do, and then I have like an intellectual thing or something it interests me and I want to learn about it. And Carl Jung was one of my things. And also mythology, comparative religion is kind of so I was like a, you know, Joseph Campbell nut for a while. All that stuff was really very exciting to me. Well, it fits perfectly into Middle Earth, all that. And so that really excited me. I love I went through a period in boarding school, my first boarding school, where I got picked on a lot. And I played Grima Wormtongue. And there is something about Grima that is some, he's been picked on when he was a kid. He is so distrustful. And he's so easily corrupted. And he must be sitting, and he's so ugly. And he wants somebody. He wants to love somebody, and he can't because nobody will have him. But he's so smart and so resourceful that that kind of, there was something that fit there. There was something ugly and unresolved in him that was, that kind of, I just had an inkling of a feeling about I could do this guy.
So he's an easy character for you to...
Not easy. He stirs me a little. He turns me on. He's cool. You know, I mean, everybody wants, you know, to get back at the bully.
Speaking of which, what was it like, the experience working with a director like Peter Jackson using the shooting?
Well, you don't just work for Peter. You also work for Fran. And Peter might have one idea, and Fran might have another, and somewhere in the middle lies what you need to do. Peter was happy with my first. I don't think Fran was. And Fran scared me more than Peter did. As a matter of fact, I said that the second time I shot. I said, Peter, you know, you don't scare me at all anymore, but Fran, you know, I'm really worried about today. And he said, me too. He said, she scares me too. I think that it really was a thing of pleasing both. A lot of times, there's more than one place of shooting, and he may have to be on one stage, and he's looking at you acting a monitor. And Fran is there, and then they have another director that's there. So, and you get your notes from Peter, and then you go to the other place, and you get your notes from that guy, and then you get your notes from Fran. And then there's me I have to deal with, you know? And I'm the worst, you know. I'm never happy.
What was it like to work with Christopher Lee or Ian McKellen? Just before you had said Christopher Lee was scary, and that's pretty much how everybody sees him. How was he working?
Oh, he's just this delightful, extremely talkative English gentleman to the core. Oh, he knows. I mean, any kind of, first of all, he sings opera. Second of all, he's been around and been in more movies than have been made. He's met everybody that ever lived. He knew Tolkien. He read the series every year since it was written. Nobody could get anything past him. You know, he knew it better than anybody working on the movie. There was nobody there that knew it better than Christopher Lee. He just doesn't... I don't think he speaks Elfin. He's just short of that. And I have met people at conventions who do. So I just to let you know, but he's just short of that. It was. I just listened. You know, when it came to when I was around Christopher, I just I didn't even have to say anything. You know, you just heard how you been, you know, and love your accent and on he goes, and it's kind of cool. You know, So it's fun being around him in a way, and then you know, he's just wonderful to act with. He's very alive. You know, all the great things that all the really good actors have, he has all that. It's just English, all voice, and it's just a whole different, very much of a different thing. Ian Holmes, I didn't work with him, but I watched him, and God, everybody's so different. Listen, if you go on a set and Sir Ian Holmes is there, don't go up and talk to him when he's about to work or any time around that day, because he's in character and he's thinking about what he's doing, and he's going to act like you're not there, you know. And then afterwards, then he's wonderful. But around work time, you know, he's busy. Sir Ian McKellen. Do I pronounce that right? Well, he'll just talk to you anytime, anywhere. He's loose as he can be, and he's just, I don't know, just naturally brilliant, I guess. I don't know how that, you know, some people have all the luck, and he's got it, you know. So he's just cracking jokes and being silly, or really, you know, having something interesting to talk about. I talked with him also for hours and hours on end, and really had a great time and loved watching him act. And then all the kids are all great. You know, they were all really wonderful and a lot of fun to work with. I really got to work with who's the girl?
Tyler or Miranda?
Miranda, yeah. She's great. She's going to be so good in this. I didn't see Lip work. I mean, I talked to her a couple times, and she was, of course, nice. And it turns out I saw her a lot in Woodstock when she was just a wee tot running around. Does that not make me feel old or what? Very, very scary. But I hear she's wonderful. But I never even got close to anything she did. But I did work with Miranda, and man, she's a cannon. I knew it from the first second. You know, you can tell. You know, you see people, they got the look, and I went, whew. You know, she's definitely go to battle, this girl. And look out.